Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the Governing Council of the European Central Bank meets in Frankfurt today, and while it's all but certain to keep borrowing costs where they currently stand, it is likely to signal that a rate cut could come as soon as June. Personal Finance Editor with the Irish Independent, Charlie Weston, is on the line now. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Claire.
So we've had rates kept steady since September, haven't we? We have had this signal that cuts are coming into view just over the horizon. So why the wait until June now before pulling the trigger on a cut, which so many people, particularly people who are paying back mortgages, are waiting for so desperately?
Yeah, we've had very dramatic increases over a short period. The European Central Bank rate, the main rate that trackers and variables are priced off and fixed rates, went from 0% to 4.5% with 10 consecutive increases. They waited too long to put them up. And then when they realized that the inflation problem wasn't going away, it was more than a transient problem, as Philip Lane, the chief economist of the European Central Bank, kept saying, our former governor of the Irish Central Bank, he kept saying inflation was a transient problem. It wasn't. So they were forced into very dramatic action. And why are they waiting? I suppose, Claire, they're conservative by nature. They're cautious. The German influence is strong as well. And the Germans would worry more about the savings rate rather than what people have to pay to borrow money. That's a big concern in Germany. And, they're not anxious to cut rates too quickly. They're also concerned, I suppose, with they don't want to be the first to cut rates, of the big central banks. The Americans, we're on line to start cutting from June, but their inflation figures came in yesterday and were pretty bad, or higher than expected. So the concern there is, will that weaken the euro if Europe was to go ahead of America? And we don't want a weaker euro. For example, we have to buy petrol and diesel. The oil is bought in dollars. And I suppose the other concern is that they're just concerned that maybe wages will start going up. And they want to see where that's at before they move, because they'd be concerned that if people got big wage increases, that would lead to, more demand, would lead to higher prices again. So they want to be absolutely sure that the inflation problem is under control before they move. So this is why they're slow to act, I suppose, Claire.
And you'd wonder as well, given that inflation has slowed, but prices are still going up just at a slightly lower rate, whether this strategy has worked, putting up interest rates, which is that's what it's supposed to achieve, right?
Yeah, and it's their only tool. I mean, their mandate is to deal with price rises, inflation, and their only tool is to move interest rates. So, to a man with a hammer, everything looks like a nail. There's not anything else they can do. I suppose a worry for them is if they don't kind of signal today some kind of a cut from June, is that the German economy is weak at the moment, and they don't want to leave interest rates too high if the German economy is struggling. But other parts of Europe are doing okay, So we'll know today. They're meeting this morning. They'll issue a statement at about lunchtime saying they're likely to say we haven't changed any of our interest rates. And then there'll be a press conference afterwards led by Christine Lagarde, the president of the European Central Bank. And she's likely to give some hints today of whether or not they discuss interest rate cuts, which would be new for them to even discuss it, because up to now she keeps saying it wasn't even on the agenda. Yeah. So they are likely to discuss it today.
She's been so careful about that. I mean, it's like everybody else is talking about this around her, but she has steadfastly refused to even go there in those press conferences, hasn't she?
She has, yeah. And the markets have got ahead of it. A lot of them, for a long time, the markets were saying we'd get a cut announced today, that there was a lot of money betting that it would happen today. But no, yeah, they're very, very cautious, very careful that they don't upset anything, that they do try to get prices down. And prices are coming down across the Eurozone. The inflation rate, it's 2.4%. Okay, that means prices are still rising, but it's near their target of 2%. The European Central Bank has a target of 2%. So we're getting to where they want to be. The smart money says that they will probably hint today at some sort of a reduction from June, which could lead to four more reductions, which would be good for people on trackers, people on variable rates.
Yeah.
And those 70,000 who are coming off fixed rates, Claire, because they might have tied in at a fixed rate at about 2%, but they're probably looking now at an average rate of about 4.5% to fix again.
That's a huge difference.
Which is going to be sore. Yeah, it's got a huge amount.
What could derail that plan then, Charlie? You know, if we're saying everybody expects this rate cut to happen in June, what could upend that between now and then?
I suppose caution by the European Central Bank, a fear that if the Federal Reserve in America, the American Central Bank, doesn't move, that there could be, you know, it could lead to a weakness in the euro. They don't want that. And you could see the euro and the dollar moving to parity. And, they definitely don't want to see that. That would make things more expensive here. So, you know, it could mean that they will say, look, we're not doing anything in June. We'll wait till July. We need to see more evidence that wages are not increasing, you know, wage rates are not increasing out of control as they would see it. So that kind of thing could derail it. And you know, they just are innately slow to move. They don't do things dramatically and quickly, which just means they got caught out up to now. So I suppose that's what's making them cautious.
Okay, one more thing I want to ask you about. Tracker mortgage holders, I mean, people have been jealous of them for so many years, but since the rates started to go up, they've had a right kicking. But there's a change coming in September. I know we've heard about this before, but it's worth mentioning it again because it does relieve some of the pressure on tracker mortgage holders at the moment.
Yeah, they had a good clear for about 11 years. You know, very 0% interest rates meant that, you know, some of them are only paying 0.5%. Some of them have a margin over the European Central Bank refinancing rate of 0.5%. So they're paying 0.5% in mortgage interest. That has dramatically changed. So the 180,000 people still on trackers, typically they pay down a lot of it. But say someone with 110 grand left on their mortgage, they've seen their interest rate go from 1,000 euros a year. This is just the interest they're paying on the mortgage, gone from 1,000 a year to 4,500 a year. But there is a technical change coming in September, which means irrespective of when the European Central Bank cuts its main lending rates, they are going to reduce that refinance rate that trackers are priced off. If there's a technical reason for this, it's because the European Central Bank's deposit rate and its refinancing rate have got out of track with each other. They used to be very close to each other. So in September, they're going to make a technical change which will reduce that refinancing rate by 0.35 percentage points. Now, with somebody with about 100 grand left to pay, that could be about a 250 euro benefit over a year. It's purely a technical change, but it does mean an effective cut in the European Central Bank rate that trackers are priced off.
Little bit of relief there, 250 euro over the year, and welcome for people who, as you say, have seen massive increases in what they're repaying if they're on a tracker. Charlie, thank you very much as always. Charlie Weston there, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. And coming up next, we're going to take an in-depth look at the extraordinary career of Quincy Jones.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.